Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichku today.
Father, I receive your love. I believe that you love me. I believe that you love me and I receive your love. I believe that you love me and I receive your love. Leruze te abaruze prende kataya. Lere doze prende kaya la deshka payanda. Libre de zunde libre ke paya la deshka pahata. Libre de kone zunde libre ke payanda kaya. Lebra de zunde libre ke toze te akara deshka ha. Lere doze zunde libre ke poche de libre kataya. Le akade shute ala bragade ala kataya. Your love emboldens my heart. Your love cast out all fears. Your love cast out all fears. Your love emboldens my heart. I know everything is gonna be alright. I know everything is working out for my good. Because I know you love me. I know you hear my voice. I know you walk for my good. I know you are with me. Because you love me. Le keri sunde libre getesha. Le kaya la de sunde libre getea. And this morning, I stand before your presence in the congregation of your people and declare that I believe and I receive your love for me. In the name of Jesus, I believe and I receive your love for me. In the name of Jesus, I am emboldened in this truth. Le po shakata. And I thank you. And I thank you. And I thank you. And I thank you for your goodness. And I thank you for your loving kindness towards me. And I thank you, Lord. And I thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. And your mercies that endures forever. Your mercies towards us. I thank you. Thank you and I praise you, O God. Lekerebo shataya, legelada kaya la baradish kahata. We give you glory and we give you all the honor. Blessed be your holy name. Let those hands be lifted before the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Father. We glorify you. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy of all adoration. Our hands are lifted in adoration. And Lord, to you alone we bring the sacrifice. To you alone we bring the offering of our hearts and the fruits of our lips. To you alone, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, yet you have no beginning and you have no end. To you alone, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father. To you alone, the King of Righteousness. To you alone, the Father of all glory. To you alone, the God of all flesh. To you alone, the Father of spirits. To you alone we raise the sacrifice. Ayata Sandaya. And take joy, my King, in all that you hear. Get our offering this morning and our worship. Be a sweet fragrance. An aroma that is pleasing to your heart. We bless you, Lord. You first loved us, and we are bold to say that we love you. And as we sing the song to you, let it be the offering of our hearts. As we declare a love for you, with the boldness that we know that you've loved us so much and you continue to love us beyond comprehension, we bless your name. Lift your hands as we sing that song. I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Everybody sing it and declare it.
And I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice.
Take joy, my King.
Joy, my King, in what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound.
Joy, my King, O Lord, take joy, my King,
in what you hear,
in what you hear.
Oh, let it be a sweet,
let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we worship you from the depths of our hearts. Thank you for bringing us into the new year. Thank you for giving us such of the abundance of your grace and of the gift of righteousness. It is by your Spirit, Lord, through the provisions of the grace of your Son, that we can lift our hands and boldly declare Abba and call you Father. Thank you for accepting us in your beloved. Thank you for calling us your own. Thank you for loving us the way you do. Thank you for the privilege of your awesome presence in our midst this morning. For we are fully persuaded, we know in our hearts, and we believe that your Spirit, even the Spirit of Christ, is here in our midst. For we have gathered in your name. Thank you for moving in our midst, for touching hearts this morning. Thank you for enlightening our hearts through your word and by the revelations of your Spirit. Thank you for stretching forth your hands to save, to deliver, to heal, to perfect everything that concerns us. Thank you for turning around hopeless situations around today. Thank you for opening doors. Thank you for answering prayers. Thank you for the gifts of your blessings and miracles happening here, even in this moment. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise and much more. Thank you that in your presence with unveiled faces as we behold your glory in your word. We are all being transformed and metamorphosed from the inside to the outside, from one degree of glory to greater degrees of glory, even as by your Spirit. Thank you, because not one person, not one child, not one teenager in their churches, and not one adult in this place, not even those joining us online, not one person leaves this service the same way we came. Your pleasure is realized in our lives. Your claim on our lives is realized, fulfilled, and perfected in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you all the glory. Thank you for the yay of quantum leaps. Thank you for the prophetic word. And today, as we stand to take hold of the gates of this year, we give you all the glory. And we decree and declare that as we possess the gates, creation answers to us. The times and seasons answers to us this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. And everyone who believes and receives the answer to these prayers, shout your loudest amen. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. If you were not dragged to church, but you're glad to be here, rejoice. Give the Lord a mighty praise. Give the Lord a mighty praise this morning. Give the Lord a mighty praise this morning. Throw your hands up and shout hallelujah. Wave those hands to Jesus and shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome everyone by your side. Make sure to your left and to your right, no one will remain a stranger. Let them know how excited we are that they are in church with you. Get to know their names and let them get to know your names. Make sure no one by your side remains a stranger. Hallelujah. Now find one of that neighbor, wonderful neighbor, call him by his or her name and say, Mr. David. Say, this is a yeah. Of, am I hearing you? Of, tell your neighbor it's a season to thrive, not strive. Say it's a season to thrive, not trying to survive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And today, as we raise an altar of sacrifice, and that's what we are going to be doing throughout the month of January, we have a revelation in Lamb. And that revelation is that God is the Alpha. God is first. And should never be placed second. That whenever you want to see God manifest in all of his glory, all you've got to do is to give him the honor to him, the glory to him. God has a position. He has a throne, and that throne is called highest, first. He's the chiefest, he's the first. And so, whenever people try to make him second, He hides himself from them. God only manifests where and when he's honored. God only manifests where and when he's honored. As a young, very, very young man in my 20s, the Lord taught me a secret that changed my life. And I call it the ancient secret. The ancient secret to divine honor and the manifest glory of God. Any man you see God honoring, there is honor that comes from men. And men can give themselves titles. And men can give themselves awards. And men can applaud themselves and celebrate themselves. But there is honor that comes from God only. Tell your neighbor, there is honor that comes from God only. Come on, talk to that neighbor. Say, there is honor that comes from God only. Whenever you see a man God honors, and the first mark of God's honor on a man's life is the evidence and the manifestation of his glory. That man walks in, you know there is something different. He doesn't have to open his mouth. He walks in and you know there is something different. I've had occasions in my life where they brought people that were filled with demons. In fact, in one particular case, they brought this woman that was attacked with the spirit or by the spirit of insanity. She had been doing the spy thing over her husband, and her husband was cheating on her. But it was the husband's friend that lured him. And so they started chatting up this particular girl from River State. So let me just put it out there. I won't call the exact place, but from River State. And this particular girl was now giving money to come and see the husband. And she traveled all the way to come and see the husband. She herself had gone to work. And somehow she was feeling uneasy and decided to come back early that day and met the girl in the house with the husband. And she lost it. And she began to, you know, throw out all the threats she could tell. But this particular girl from River State, true life story. This particular girl from that particular place now said, okay, I don't mean the girl is an indigenous of River State. She resides in River State. Because some people have been just saying River State. No, there is nothing about River State. This other particular girl, okay? I don't know where she's from, but she resides. Okay, let me make it clear. She resides in Port Harcourt. So let's leave it like that. And so this particular girl said, me? She beat her chest and said, I will deal with you. Say, you don't know who I am. If you are shouting, shout at your husband. I came here for my own business. She went out, did certain things, came out, and placed her hands on her, and she lost it. She became mad immediately. Exactly true life story. That's how it was. Started removing all her clothes. Started tearing her clothes. So we have a couple in church that are friends with them. And they've been helping to solve their problem. And this couple in church were called. And they immediately said no. And they prayed and said, let's carry her to pastor. The husband was begging, I'm sorry, forgive me. And this other girl had now run away. The other girl that did the deed ran away. So they bundled this girl. She was shouting. Mad. Clearly mad. Yeah. As I heard the shout, it wasn't, you know, I just came out of the office because I was hearing this shout from outside. And came out of the office, walked out of the door of the office, seeing them carrying this woman. And I said, what's that? Before they could talk, the woman was shouting, ah! And the moment I stopped and looked at her, I feasted my eyes and feasted on her and then pointed like this without a word. And suddenly she did like this. And then I said, sleep. Sleep. She slept. I asked, what happened? They told me. I said, she's free. There is nothing like I cast you out. She just woke up and said, what's that? What's that? Hey, why am I naked? And her mind returned back immediately. That devil was gone. Now, I pray that while you're clapping, you're giving all the glory to God. Because this is not the privilege of a few. This is the privilege of every son of God. Every child of God. But why will one child of God who believes in Jesus, loves Jesus, be in a place and in a situation where she can? Because the lady may be born again, I didn't ask. Why will a child of God be sleeping and a witch will come and said, I want to press you? And the child of God will be bold to say, they were pressing me in the night. Press who? Now, you don't have to laugh, because there are people they are pressing in the night. And some of them are smiling now, so you don't know they've been the ones. And then another believer, just by the gaze of his eyes, God moves. Just by the pointing of his finger, God moves. He raises his hands and heaven moves. What's that? Somebody say honor. It's called glory. Let me tell you a little secret. The little secret is simple. I will honor those that honor me. That's a secret. Every time you see a believer that God continues to honor, God continues to raise, God continues to promote, no matter what the devil tries, no matter what his distractors tries, what you're seeing is someone that keeps God as first. He doesn't just say it. She doesn't just sing it. Doesn't print it as a t-shirt. No, not that. Not have it as a sticker on his car. He's alive every day of his life. He knows it. He's chosen it. He's committed to it. God has the first place in my life. I once taught someone this truth and I said, try it for just 3 months of your life. I said, if your life remains the same, come back and tell me I'm a liar. Try it. Keep God first. So in our ministry, the first month of the year, because we have a revelation of this, we call it the first fruit month. That's how it is in my life. The first hour that opens the day belongs to God. Not my phone, not social media, not any appointment with anybody. Even if somebody falls down and dies, and they are trying to reach me on phone, you won't get me. Even if there is an emergency, my wife knows you can't touch me. Because for me to speak, and that thing happening there will turn around, this is where I get it from. So you can't take me away from that position. If I want to make a plan, God is the first consultant. Father, this is what I have in my heart. Before I discuss it with any man, God hears my voice first. If I'm facing anything, God first. Somebody say, God first. When I'm budgeting my money, every income God gives me, every favor God gives me, His portion comes out first. It's not an afterthought. His portion to move His word, to spread the gospel, to grow His work comes out first. First, God first. So in January, I give the first month, that opens the womb of the year to God. And that's what we've consecrated in Lamb. How many of you can open up your heart and say to yourself, I'm wise? This first month of January won't be mine. The secret and the principle of the revelation of first is that every first belongs to God. It's not mine. I can eat it. I can use it the way I want. I can do with it whatever I want, but it's not mine. Tell your neighbor by your side, say, every first. I'm not hearing you. Tell your neighbor, say, every first. It doesn't belong to you. Shout it again. Say, every first belongs to God. Shout it again. Belongs to God. I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Exodus chapter 13. From verse 1 to 2. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, see the principle of first. The principle of first is not a principle of giving in terms of seeding. It's a principle of giving in terms of consecration. If I call my wife and I give her $1 million, I say, keep this for me. I say, do whatever else you want to do with $1 million, whatever you want, but $100,000 belongs to me. The other $900,000, do whatever you want to do, but this $100,000 belongs to me. You see, when I ask for the $100,000, she's not doing me any favor. It belongs to me. I gave it to her. She's not doing any favor. She's bringing back what I placed in her care and said, bring it back to me. That's what she's doing. That's what she's doing. Now, if after she brings back that 100,000, which is not favor, that's consecration. Don't touch this one. So let me tell you the secret. It has always been like that from the beginning. Everything God gives you, everything God gives you, He puts in it something that belongs to Him you should not touch. That's how He keeps the relationship with you of your honor, reverence, and worship. So He plants a garden. He Himself plants a garden, prepares a garden from the beginning for man, puts all kinds of things in the garden imaginable. Every kind of tree, every kind of herb, every kind, brings animals, everything you can think of, precious stones. Then He tells Adam, everything here belongs to you. But you see, this tree of the knowledge of good and of evil is mine. Don't eat it. Have you ever wondered why, if you want Adam to eat the thing, eat of the thing, why did you put it in the garden? That's what He uses to get worship from you. He creates fruits. Every fruit He creates, He gives it for you for seed. He puts something inside called seed. He said, eat the fruit, plant the seed. Don't eat it. What will continue creation in life is that thing I put. If you eat it, creation stops. He puts life inside a seed and He says, don't touch it. Don't touch it. So let me tell you a secret. God is merciful to all. God is loving and kind to all. But God doesn't honor all. God only honors those who understand His place and who understand what He has asked us not to touch. Once I learned that secret in my life, I've never had a better last year. Once I learned that secret, I've never had a better last year. I've never had a year of sorrow. I've never had a year of defeat. I've never had a year of disgrace. Never. And somebody under the sound of my voice, this will be your testimony this 2025. 2025 won't be for you the continuation of your yesteryears. It won't be the continuation. I raise my hands before the Lord and I announce 2025 is for you and I. A new dawn is for you and I. A new dawn. You won't know sorrow this year. You won't know defeat this year. You won't know disgrace this year. You won't know reproach this year. You won't know shame this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Shout your loudest, amen. Look at that scripture. Exodus chapter 13 verse 2. And read it. And read out loud. One to go. Now hold that neighbor by your side. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Read that scripture to him or her. One to go. Consecrate to me all the firstborn. Now, when you look at this, obviously, what you have to receive from this is the principle, the revelation. God is saying, every first is mine. That's what it is. It's a principle. Every first is mine. Pastor, I am so busy. I have a lot of business. God say, hey, the first of your year is mine. Give me your time. I want to have time. Call unto me and I will answer you. I will tell you great and mighty things you don't even know about yourself. I will bring forth from inside you gifts you've not yet tapped. I'll bring forth abilities you've not yet used. I'll bring forth treasures you didn't even know are inside you. I'll give you visions that you don't have any capacity or exposure to ever have that kind of vision. I will give you direction. Trust in me. Don't lean on your own understanding. I made you smart. I made you intelligent. I know you know what to do. I know you're so smart. I know you know how to get there. But trust in me with all your heart. Acknowledge me in all your ways. I will direct your path. That desire I placed in your heart, I know how to get there faster, sweatless and stressless. I know the way. I am the way. Give me your time. Give me your attention. Let me teach you to profit and lead you in the way you should go. You have a choice. Run out and start hustling again. And start pushing again like you've been pushing. And get the same results you've always gotten at the end of the year. Or you humble yourself. And you say, hey, Father, I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I'm wise, but you're the all-wise God. I humble myself. This January, I will humble myself in fasting, in prayer, in listening to your word, in sitting at your feet, and I will hear your voice tell me this is the way to go. You make a choice. You make a choice. You make a choice. Tomorrow, we start our first fruit program. That means we are fasting together as a church. And then in the mornings, each church group will come and pray on their day. So if you belong to a cell, I believe you belong to a cell, or you belong to a church group, you have only one day a week. From Monday to Friday, only one a week you come in the morning. The morning prayer starts by 7 a.m. to 8. And those of us that go to work from there can go to work. At any time you have to just go to work. But it starts by 7 a.m. Only once a day. So depending on once a week, sorry. Depending on the church group you belong to. But in the evening, every one of us are here. From Monday to Friday by 5 p.m. Not 5:30 by 5 p.m. 5 to 7, we are at the feet of Jesus. What are we doing? Lord, speak to us. We are praying together. We are getting to understand His mind. We are committing the year into His hands. We are sitting at His feet. Do you know that with all I said, let's say you came for morning prayers once a week. Do you know that day you still have from 8 till 4 to work? Do you know you still have from after 7 o'clock till 11, depending on when you work, to do whatever you want to do? Personal is still your time. And all God is asking is, give me the first. Commit to sit at my feet. Value me. Give me the first. Don't use it for yourself. You can sit at home. You can be at work. You can do whatever you want to do, but it is not yours. Give it to me. If I ask you to fast, fast. yourself before me and I will honor you. Somebody under the sound of my voice, by the end of this January, not February, you will be having your first quantum leap for the year. I say you'll be having your first quantum leap for the year. If you're the one I'm talking about, lift your right hand and shout your loudest amen. Lift your hand and shout your loudest amen. And when we are coming, what sacrifice should we bring? I'm telling you the first sacrifice. What God wants from every one of us. I shared it on Wednesday. And I want everybody to hear this. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 26. Once you give God this sacrifice, the rest follows. That's the first and most important spiritual sacrifice God desires from us. The first and the most important spiritual sacrifice God desires from us. Everybody, read and read out with me. I want to hear your voice very loud. One, two, go. My son, give me your heart. I'm not hearing you. Let me hear you louder. One more time. My son. So don't, when we started, I said, if you were not dragged to church, but you're glad to be in the house of the Lord. There are people that are dragged. There are people that relate with God as if God is a burden. God is a distraction. God is a disturbance. So they face their lives, and anytime, in fact, the only time they treasure God is when they are in a mess and they are in a trouble and they try to fix it themselves and they don't get to fix it, and then they know only God can help them, then they start treasuring God. For those ones, God is not Alpha. For them, God is last resort. Is God your first, or is he your last resort? Is he someone you honor, or is he someone you run to only when you need him? My son, give me your heart. Once he has our heart, once he has our heart, he has everything else. He has our time. Do you notice everyone that has your heart has your time? Have you ever had a communication with someone you truly love? Don't you enjoy the company? And time pass. Time will just pass. And at the end of the day, you won't even notice that you spent much time. Is that right? Wave your hands. Don't you look forward? There is no love without commitment and dedication. There is no love without pleasure and passion. There has to be pleasure and passion. There has to be pleasure. You've got to do it with excitement. You've got to do it. So he said, observe my ways. Observe my ways. Observe my ways. I want to give you a scripture as I begin to round off. What is one of the ways? Matthew chapter 6, verse 17, first. From the mouth of Jesus, why do we do what we do? Matthew chapter 6, verse 17. Hold that neighbor by your side as you stand on your feet. Now call that neighbor by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Say, this is one of the ways of God. Say, you want to get the most from God. To receive the fullness of his grace. The fullness of his power. The fullness of his revelations. The fullness of his blessings. If you want to see the operation of the Spirit of God at His peak in your life, this is one spiritual technology. A way in the kingdom you should never despise. Now read to your neighbor. One to go. But stop. Did he say if you fast? What did he say? That means Jesus Christ wants us to fast. When, not if. He expects that as a believer, you're going to be fasting. And our fasting starts tomorrow. Give God praise. For the next 14 days. And we are meeting here tomorrow by 5 p.m. Make sure you are inviting everybody. Do not come alone. Keep reading. Want to go from beginning to the end. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. Mm-hmm. So see where it works. Verse 18. Want to go. So that you do not appear. To your father who is where? Now read the last one loud. Will tell your neighbor secret fasting attracts open reward. In these next 14 days, you will be loaded with open rewards every day. My prayer is that you don't miss your timing, that you don't miss your day, that you don't miss your season, that you don't allow the enemy to take you away and say, attend this day and not attend the next day. His Bible said daily he loads us with what? Blessings. There are miracles that we have your name specifically customized for you every single day. From tomorrow, in the next 14 days, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My prayer for you is that this heavenly Father who searches the heart of men will honor your sacrifice and reward you openly. From January to December in 2025, you will be walking into open rewards. You may want to be quiet about it, but the effect and the impact will be so loud you can't hide it. How many of you have prayer points for this year? How many of you have desires, expectations of faith for this year? Bring them tomorrow. That's where we're going to start. I want to give you a scripture to stand on. Psalms chapter 37 verse 4. Hold that, neighbor. Please do this thing from the heart. Don't do it half-heartedly. Don't do it callously. Don't do it carelessly. Don't do it as if somebody is dragging you. Let me tell you, like never before, the grace to fast and the grace to pray, the grace to hear and the grace to see, the grace to understand and the grace to receive is at work much more than you have ever experienced it in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. This will be the easiest fast you've ever embarked on. No struggle. Somebody say it's easy. Don't think about food. Think about the rewards. Don't think about food. Think about the rewards. Don't give in that place where you are. In the next, oh God, has he reached 12? Has he reached 3? No. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Engage your heart in it. Engage your heart. That's what he's looking for. And do it with pleasure, with passion.
Don't be like someone they are dragging. Be excited about it. Oh, is it time yet? Ooh, 3 o'clock. Ah, very soon I have to wrap up what I'm doing and get to church. When you're coming to church, have a song with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, you create that time. You're praying whatever you're praying, and you're giving time and you're moving. Hey, when you're praying that thing, let your heart be in it. And do it with thanksgiving. Do it rejoicing. If you will do it, you've cracked the code. The first protocol of kingdom abundance is delightful love. The first sacrifice God receives is our heart and love. That's what He wants. You want to have a 2025 of answered prayers. You want to have a 2025 of fulfilled visions. Much more than you expected. For He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Somebody came to me and said, Pastor, what I wrote out happened. I said, only it. He said, yes. I said, you're still in the nursery school of the Spirit. He said, Pastor, what do you mean? I said, God doesn't do what you write. He does above. I said, come up, Peter. Come up, Peter. You have to get to know our God. You want to have a 2025 of not one quantum leap, but quantum leaps. Levels changing multiple times. Some people have never had a year level changed. They've had incremental gain. They've had little progress, but level they didn't change. But God is saying, this one is not progress. This one is change of levels. New dimensions. You become another man. You are taken to another dimension you've never experienced. And why people think it just happened for you in January, in March, in February, it happens again. You want to have multiple quantum leaps. You want to see your visions come to fruition. You want to enjoy help. Crack it. It's delightful love. We do what we do, not to manipulate God. We do what we do because we are so deep in love with Him. We love the Lord. We are passionate about God. It's the heart. It's the heart. He has captured my heart. He has my heart. When He has your heart, He has your time. When He has your heart, He has your treasures. You give to what you're passionate about. You give to whom you love so much. Hold that neighbor. Hold that blessed person by your side. That miracle. Call him by his or her name again. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Read and read out loud. One to go. One more time. Lift your hands. First day miracle of Super Fortizo. For every prayer and desire you bring upon this altar, first day tomorrow, in the name of Jesus, light to manifest it, light to become it, light to achieve it, light to receive it shall break forth for you. Every prayer and every desire you bring upon this altar, coming with excitement and with thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus, shall surely be your testimony this year. The answers will be in your hands speedily, and nothing and no one shall delay it, in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hands. Father, I'm asking for a special package. This is what you're laying in my hand. Everybody that will bring one more person and more tomorrow,
Everybody that will reach out to people and say, follow me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Come and see what the Lord is doing. Spirit of the Lord, Ikatosha, as you come here tomorrow, yours will be a double portion. Yours will be a double portion. In the name of Jesus. If you receive this and you can feel what the Lord is doing, give him a mighty praise this morning. Give him a mighty praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.